That's your check of news. I'm Lee Caldwell.
Hey, thank you, Lee. The news today with We Three Girls Flowers, the corner of 13 and 37 in Marion. You can call them at 997-3818. And guys, I suggest having that number in your phone, 997-3818. So when you spend all day at hunting and fishing days buying stuff, you'll be able to call it up on Monday morning and have some flowers ready. Steve O'Keefe from John A. Logan, does that sound like a good plan, maybe?
It sounds like an excellent plan.
I'm just throwing it out there, guys, because honestly, it takes 2 days, and I don't think you'd even see everything in 2 days at John A. Logan. Hunting and Fishing Days is coming up this weekend, and before Steve O'Keefe heads down to talk with my friend Tom Miller, I snagged him here. This is the 29th annual?
29th year.
Wow. This has grown into something that is a true family-friendly event, and admission and parking's free, right?
It's free. I think it's always going to be free. That's something we've tried to make, and it's, you know, you can come out, and certainly we hope you support the vendors that come, but you can come out and you can go to the kids' fishing hole, you can go to the archery tent, you can go to the BB tent, and you can bring the kids out and spend a day there and not spend a dime.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something where the whole family... It's more than welcome here at John A. Logan College. You just head on out there Saturday or Sunday and check it out. And you mentioned the fishing hole. I made the mistake one year, Steve. I was toting a couple fishing rods and the tackle boxes. You don't bring that. You use the ones that are out there.
No, the very generous, the Moreland Bishop Corporation, they own some of the McDonald's here in the area and the one in Carterville, and they have been involved with this for years, and they're out there. They bait the hooks. They've got the fishing poles. They've got the prizes, and it's they do it all, and it's just we're very blessed to have them be a part of this event and their commitment to it. And so it's, you know, it's all about kids. This event has grown to be, I think, the most kid-friendly event in Southern Illinois.
And you know what? It's fun because you go fishing, you may win a bicycle, but even then, you know, you got to get to spin a wheel and stuff. It's like, okay, here's a free cheeseburger. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, and it's all about spending time away from... Sometimes we need to get away from this smartphone device, Steve.
Yes, you know, we do.
Our kids sometimes get more involved in YouTube than they do in skipping a rock outside. So... I love this, and I go every year. In fact, I'm going to be out there Saturday morning. But what are some of the highlights that you'd like to throw out here, Steve?
Well, you know, we've got more food vendors than ever. And
great.
Everybody loves fair-type food, and we're going to have a lot of that. We've got 200-plus vendors. So I, you know, whatever your outdoor needs are, or whatever your whatever it is that you enjoy doing in the outdoors, there's going to be somebody there with information or equipment for you. And of course, we've got the Archery World again, and Archery Club at the college helps put that on. And you know, bow season starts. I know it feels like we're in the middle of a tropical paradise right now, but bow season starts. And I always said that Hunting and Fishing Days is kind of Southern Illinois' unofficial kickoff to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when that last weekend in September rolls around, we're not too far away from bonfires and hoodies and hunting season and all that fun stuff. And so you can come out into the Archery World and get tuned up for bow season, and they're there to help you. We've got pop-up targets, and we've got an outdoor range too. So those are some of the biggies. Of course, it's the biggest goose and duck calling weekend in America.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So we have people from all over the country that come in and compete in these contests, and so if you're a waterfowl hunter, it's a lot of opportunities to come out and see some of the really the best in the country.
You know, it's really something to see these guys and gals out here honing in on their craft and taking a goose call or whatever it is and making it sound like the real deal. Like, it's impressive. And if you want to be a part of this, come on out. It's Saturday and Sunday at John A. Logan College. What is it, Saturday? 9 to 6?
9 to 6 and then 9 to 5. You know, it's roughly 9 to 5 each day. But things will start. You'll see later in the afternoon on Sunday, some vendors will start, you know, packing in around 4:34. So you really, if you've got something you want, try to get out there early in the afternoon. And I always say come out on Saturday and kind of scope it all out. And then come back on Sunday. And so make 2 days of it. Because you're right, it's very hard to see in 1 day, let alone two.
I know a lot of folks come out just watch these dogs jump off the dock. Like, I could watch that all day. And is that going to be back again, the splash dogs?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And they just do a great job of, of making it a fun event for everybody that's watching. They get kids involved, and there's a lot of enjoyment that can be taken out of watching a dog run off and jump into a tub of water.
I absolutely love it when there's a dog that's their first time. Like, they can have first timers up there. And if you want to find out more about everything going on, go to sihfd.org. That's sihfd.org. I'll have this up on our Facebook and on our website as well. If you are into art, if you are into seeing a big old bear in a cave, the bear's back this year.
The bear's back.
Woo! I mean, this is where it's at, guys and gals, and this is what we do in Southern Illinois. We love to spend time in the great outdoors, and this is where you need to be. Southern Illinois celebration of hunting and fishing days. John A. Logan College this weekend. And once again, hats off to Gander Mountain. They're the title sponsor. I know there's going to be a lot of folks out here, and just get out there, find a place to park it. I do want to mention briefly, do you have the Cesar Outdoorsman Club coming
again? Yes, they will be there again.
Okay. These young men and women, they raise a little bit of money. They may take a donation as you're pulling in, drop some change in the bucket. But they actually take folks on a deer hunt that may not be able to make it out into the woods. So, I mean, it's a wonderful organization.
No, it is. And really what this weekend's about.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And you may pull in and say, well, they're taking money and they told me parking is free. That's completely a donation. But we certainly encourage it, because these kids take individuals who aren't able to get into the outdoors by themselves, may have a disability. And they take them on a guided hunt up at Wren Lake, and it's just a really, really neat event.
It's a great time. It's hunting and fishing days at Johnny Logan College, Saturday and Sunday. Go out there, get you a barbecue sandwich, a corn dog, a funnel cake, a lemon shake cup, whatever it may be, and just have a wonderful time. And there's stuff going on inside the college, too. Don't forget, inside and out. It is jam-packed, full of events for the whole family. Steve O'Keefe for Johnny Logan, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me again.
Hey, it's Kent with you here today. Kent and the Country Morning Show going on. We got a lot more coming up here today, too. It's 10 minutes after 8. Good morning. Sunshine today. High close to 90. We're at 70 right now at Z100.